Yadin Cole is a guitarist, singer, and songwriter who began his music career in 2016. His music embraces you with rhythm, love, consciousness, beautiful melody, and a gentleness in his strong statements about humanity's strengths and sometimes its weaknesses. His influences include blues, soul, jazz, pop, R&B, hip-hop, and gospel. Yadin's bio indicates that his greatest aspiration is that his music will heal, uplift, and unite people in peace, light, and love. His debut EP, Eye of the Storm, is set to be released soon, and you'll see that he's certainly exceeded his aspirations. His music is illuminated. We had such a great conversation about his journey and perspective on life. He talked to me about his faith in creation, hope for the disenfranchised, and his wisdom is nothing short of pure inspiration coming from a higher consciousness. Yadin Cole, welcome to The Sauce.
Peace. It's nice to be here.
Thank you. I'm so happy that we were able to coordinate this just after your new single has been released.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about that new single?
Yes. So I have a new song that has just been dropped. It's called Chains, and it's featuring an artist who's a really good friend of mine. He goes by the name Cairo, the artist. And Chains is the single that will be released, that has been released from my debut EP, which will be released a little bit later this summer. And that EP is called Eye of the Storm.
All right. Well, I think it's a really great song. And you sing about really serious material. And Cairo also speaks life to the seriousness of the material. And all at the same time, you're really speaking in a gentle, really beautiful melodic voice, both of you. And I find that really poignant.
Yeah, so I definitely have a pretty raw and mellow type of voice that I wouldn't really describe as a powerhouse type of voice, but I've grown to really love my voice and the character of my voice. And the ways in which it's able to kind of pierce through the music to still get that message across. And I think that it just resonates with me as a human being. I've learned over the course of time that you don't have to be so out there and in your face in order to get your point across. So I'm happy that that's something you picked up on.
Well, the first time that I sort of came across you performing was at Art and Soul.
Yep, Indie Art and Soul.
Indie Art and Soul. And now that was in the Indianapolis Arts Garden.
Yes, it was.
I was struck by the fact that it has been going on for 25 years.
Right. So I've only been living in Indianapolis for about 5 or 6 years now. And my music career began when I moved to Indianapolis. And at the time I was only playing the guitar. The terminology of being an artist really wasn't something that I had even been introduced to yet, but I had been playing the guitar for a few years on my own, and I had gained this desire to start to collaborate and connect with other people who were playing instruments and maybe be even, you know, get to the point to where I could play in a band or something. I just knew I wanted to play out. And that led me to the Indianapolis open mic scene, which eventually led me to attending Art and Soul in February of 2016. So 5 years ago, I attended Art and Soul for the first time, and the show just blew me away. Like, in that moment, I really started to discover what it meant to really be an artist, what it felt like, what it looked like, and just how awe-inspiring it was. And I think in those moments, I really committed in my heart to pursuing this journey wholeheartedly and to figuring out what it would mean for me to become an artist on that level. And I didn't know at the time that it had been around for so long. I'm thinking like, oh, this must be new, but
right.
It had been around at that time already 20 years. And fast forward 5 years later, I eventually, you know, became a featured performer, and that was just a dream come true, you know, to witness it and to become so entranced with what it means to be an artist just by witnessing it. Mm-hmm. And then to actually perform on that same stage 5 years later, just, you know, it felt like a dream come true.
Mm-hmm.
is beauty? Is it the color of your skin? Is it the clothes you wear? Or is it the light that lives within? And what is love? So hard to find. There's so much pain, and people can't find the words to say. But we cannot let that dim the light we have within. We cannot let that dim the light we have within.
You know, I've seen you in your social media, and you clearly live the soulful things that you, you know, sing about and write about.
Most definitely, my art and my music comes from my personal life experiences and is a manifestation of who I am. And so I think that it is definitely in that way just a reflection of who I am.
Yeah, absolutely. And tell me how you create. Where does it start for you?
So I'm a performing and recording artist, but my discipline specifically is being a guitarist, a singer, and a songwriter. So I approach music from a musician's perspective. And specifically, I approach music by creating most of my melodies and my musical compositions on the guitar. And when I find a melody, or some sort of composition that really resonates with me, then I'll start writing to it. So that's kind of how I begin my creative process. Operating as a performing artist, though, primarily kind of left me somewhat limited when it came to having this desire to record music. So I play the guitar, but I am not someone who can necessarily put together a full studio production on his own. So long story short, something that I've learned over the years is the beauty of collaboration and working with other people. And I am able now, and I have been able to bring what I do best, which is playing the guitar and writing my songs and putting my messages into my music, bring that to the table with other like-minded individuals that are able to give me kind of the finishing pieces that I need to make full musical studio industry level compositions.
Mama told me from a young age that I could become whatever I wanted to be. So I went to the world with no fear, because that was something I believed. But as I grew tall, life taught me shame, watched me in doubt, increased my pain. After a while, it became normal to be walking in the shadows of my former light. I was walking through the wilderness before I realized that I must get this off my chest. See these chains, they be weighing me down. It was 40 days and 40 nights since last I saw the city light. And then I saw an axe. She said, if you trust me, pull back now, swing, and I'm gone. I'm free, and these broken chains are falling while the notes spin over me. This the vibe that we feel, elevate higher still. Out of darkness, brighter days, art, music, lead the way.
When I was younger, I used to run to whatever seemed to be better. Down when I found that there was oppression, trying to hold me back and keep me from moving at all. I carried that weight on my shoulder, we grew from a rock to a boulder. Years that I wanted, I run to them slower, but once I let go of that weight, it was over. I started to fly. Guess after holding that weight, I just lifted myself and got high. The struggles I carried just really prepared me, can show me I really was meant for the sky. I shined the light as bright as heaven, God provided blessings. I was like a vessel sent to give a message, floating through this ocean, feeling like a bottle, paper rolled inside it, holding potent lessons, finna hit your shore. So I can wash away the shell that makes you feel secure. Open up yourself, do away with fear. Move into the shell. Soon as you let loose, you prove it to yourself that anything you choose to do, you do it well. So any shot you never shoot, you're sure to fail. But you can land with the stars, if you aim for the moon. With a bark with no bite, keep it off from a spoon. Gotta move with the words that you author, don't offer these thoughts. If you're walking, you're talking, it's true, no, no. Cause then you won't know where to go. You float with no selling your boat. So go find your passion and follow that path until you see the light at the end of your road.
I was walking through the wilderness before I realized that I must get this off my chest. See these chains, they be weighing me down. It was 40 days and 40 nights since last I saw the city light. And then I saw an axe. She said, if you trust me, pull back now, swing, and I'm gone. And I'm free. And these broken chains are falling while the notes spin over me. This the vibe that we feel. Elevate higher still. Out of darkness, brighter.
You heard from Yadin Cole, his new single, Chains, featuring Cairo the artist.
In your bio, there was a statement that I found really beautiful. It said that you have faith in creation. Mm-hmm. I just wonder, what does that mean to you? And really, how does it translate in your music, faith in creation? What is that?
So I'll tie this into my music, to the single that recently was released into the EP that will follow shortly. So that the title of the EP is called Eye of the Storm. And essentially, that title is a reflection of the fact that I feel that my life has been somewhat of a storm in a lot of ways. I would hate to have to restrict my identity to my, I guess, racial classification, or basically what I identify as when it comes to race, and what the world identifies me as. I believe that the human experience is beyond definition and defies description. I believe that we, our true existence is beyond any label that can be placed upon us, right? But the reality is we also live in the real world. The world sees me as a Black man, and my experience has been impacted heavily by being seen and by being treated and by operating and by internalizing the entire idea of what that means and all of these different things that are placed onto that label. So long story short, life has been rough for me. Life has been a storm. I've grew up in poverty. I've been in proximity to, you know, mass incarceration and drug abuse and addiction and alcoholism and all sorts of things. The list goes on, you know. Long story short, I shouldn't really be here right now. So life has definitely been a storm, and in that sense, I am of the storm. I come from this storm, you know. I am influenced by what I have experienced in the past, and a lot of that is reflected in my music and in the experiences that I speak to. But there's a little comma in the title of the EP, that was purposeful. It separates me from the storm. So I am of the storm, but I am also above the storm and beyond the storm and so much more than what the world wanted me to be. And so that's kind of like the theme behind the title of the EP. How that translates to faith in creation is that I have come to discover that being an artist is about living and speaking your truth and connecting with other people in the process. And my experience has been tumultuous in some ways. And in a lot of ways, it has encouraged me to not have faith in creation and to doubt people and to not trust people and to not be vulnerable for fear that somebody might classify me as something that I don't identify with. But in a lot of ways, art and music has started to liberate me and started to kind of like allowed me to fall in love with myself all over again and allowed me to fall in love with the human experience, which isn't always pretty, you know? And I think being an artist in that sense is about speaking your truth and connecting with people. And so I have faith in creation because I truly believe that when you live your truth, people can feel that. And in a lot of instances, what you'll find is that they'll resonate with you and connect with you in an authentic way that speaks to something that's authentic within them as well. And in that sense, I've seen myself connect with a lot of individuals who are not Black, you know, who are not men, who may not be into hip hop or may not be into some of the things that I'm interested in. But the music, you know, made us realize that we're a lot more similar than we think we are. So I have the ultimate faith in creation, even though life is really hard and sometimes people can be really unkind. I still have faith just because from my personal experience, I've seen that people will kind of live up to the expectations that you set for them. And if you live your truth, you know, you'll find your people.
Your ability to sort of observe all of those experiences from the vantage point that you're at now allows you to tell the story in the most beautiful way.
Yes. And you know, my hope is that in the process, I'll be able to connect with people in a very genuine way that allows both of us to be liberated in those moments and just experience something greater than, you know, what may be restricted within the labels and the titles and the ways in which the world wants us to be divided.
Absolutely. And, you know, stay in that oneness, because I think that's the key to everything.
Yeah, I think so as well.
Yeah,
you're pretty woke over there, Dawn. I could tell.
I stay up in the clouds, so all the angels are my friends. Yeah, thank you. Likewise, yeah. I think that's what really drew me to your music, and just to see in your auric field how much light you exude. So, I love that you're there. I love that you're sharing your soul with the world. The world needs you.
Thank you.
And I really am happy that you were able to talk to me today. And I can't wait for people to get to know you and your music. And more so, I can't wait to see what's next for you.
Well, thank you so much, Dawn, for having me on. I always appreciate opportunities to just speak my truth and share my craft and my artistry with other people. So thank you to all the listeners as well. And I hope that you all love my new single, Chains, and that you are looking forward to the release of my debut EP, Eye of the Storm.
We look forward to that. And I want you to come up here and perform so that there's a music community that you would just slide right into. That's fantastic. So I want
it.
These folks to get to know you.
When and where, just let me know. We can talk about it.
Sounds great. All right, Yadin Cole, thank you again. Peace and love to you.
All right, thank you so much, Dawn. Peace.
Up next, I sit down with the very astute jazz fusion trio, Teen Town. I'm Dawn Burns, and this is The Sauce.